Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by USG Borrell, proud supporter of those who build.
Well, it's his day, really. It's the big captain's run. The weather forecast is not good for Sydney today and also tomorrow. We're expecting a wet, cold, windy Origin game. That should really boost the chances of New South Wales and this big, bad, brutal forward pack. Paul Gallen joins us, the skipper. G'day, Gal.
Hey, boys. Don't forget the captain's call as well, so I could come out of some funny lines for you to run with for a few days.
We definitely need it, mate. Now, how important is today?
Look, you know, it's just part of the puzzle, really. I mean, I think for me the most important session was probably Sunday afternoon. That's sort of the time you got to absolutely know everything down pat. And then today, just about just touching on it, going over it. You know, it's probably too late to learn things today. So I think all the learning's been done. The game plan's down pat. Everyone knows what they're doing. And today's just about touching on it and going over it. You know, we'll be on the field for, I reckon, 40 minutes max, including a warm-up. So it'll be nice and short, nice and sharp, and we'll be out of there.
Yeah, Gal, I recall going into Game 3 last year and talking to Laurie, talking to yourself, and it was like, couldn't have gone better. It was just brilliant. Everyone was intense, and I suppose you're fairly mindful. I'm sure you've had a great week and all the rest, but you know it can be a bit different when the game starts.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're 100% right. You know, that's why, I suppose, last year took so much out of us because we prepared so well and we went in there so confident, and we all know what happened. And look, the preparation for this game has been no different. I spoke to the assistant coach, I think, last Thursday or Friday, and things were going so well, and I said the same thing to him. I said, mate, we've just got to keep our head down. We don't know how well it went last year. But the training session on Sunday probably didn't quite go to plan. We did an opposed session, and, you know, we didn't train as well as we had the day before. So, I don't think that's necessarily such a bad thing. And as I said, the most important thing is everyone knows their role, everyone knows what they're doing, and we'll go and touch on it today. And it's all about just resting up and being fresh and having as much energy as we can to put them on. Because our Origin games are on the back of energy, and then the simple plays, the 1%ers, people call them, and, you know, not always the big play works. It's making that cover and tackle, or, you know, making that hit up no one else wants to do. And if we've got more guys wanting to do that tomorrow night, you know, we'll win.
Yeah, Gal, can I ask you about Tana Yamunga and his presence at training and what he said to you guys? Was that, I'm sure it would have been great hearing from an All Black?
Oh, he just come and spoke to us sort of individually, and we've just had, you know, I suppose a bit of one-on-one time, and he just as he walked around the camp. He hasn't spoke to us as a team collectively, but, you know, obviously just meeting the guy was pretty cool. You know, he's, he retired when he was 38, which I thought was amazing, he told me. And, you know, he was just such a good player for all them years, and even though I'm from league, everyone knew who Tana Umunga was, growing up. So to be able to meet the guy, he's such a nice, humble guy, it was really good.
So what, you've got 4 years left?
Oh, at least, yeah. Yeah, I'm not too sure yet. I'll get through this Origin period and see how I'm going.
Gal, the loss of Dugan, I guess you lose a touch in attack there, but you're probably gaining the defence of Josh Morris. Was it any sort of a setback?
Oh, not really. I think the positive thing was Josh was with us right up until Thursday. I think Friday he stayed with us still. So he only missed the Saturday and the Sunday session. He only missed the Saturday session. He trained the Sunday session with us because he missed out on the Dogs game. And look, it wasn't too much of a setback because he's been here for years before. He's been part of our side for a long time. And, you know, to see a guy like that walk out of camp, you know, it's probably a little bit sad for the blokes who have been here for a while. So, you know, he's over the moon to come back in. And, you know, he really wants to play well for Josh Dugan. He, you know, he said that in the team meeting last night. He needs to perform well for Dugan because he knows Dugan would have done the job for New South Wales. So, there's that bit of added pressure on him there to do that, but I've got no doubt he'll play really well. He's marked GI for years and years, and he's always done really well defensively on him.
A lot of talk about Cooper Cronk, mate. I don't know whether there's any gameplay there. Ankles are hard to come back from quickly, and I don't think you can needle them up. If he's not there, is that a huge advantage?
Look, we're preparing for him to play. Obviously, you know, he's a great halfback. He's one of their leaders, and he's not there yet. It'll weaken them a little bit, but, David Sheridan has been in and around that Origin camp, you know, most of the week, and he's been there and played them for them before, so he'll know exactly what's going on. I don't think it'll weaken them too much, but, you know, to be honest, where we're expecting him to play, we haven't even spoke about it to be fair. You know, I've heard it in the news and seen it in the paper, but as a team, we haven't even spoke about it. Saw him walking around the airport yesterday pretty freely, and you look, I'll be pretty confident he's playing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Mate, particularly with the side you've picked, particularly with the weather forecast it's going to be, and when you have a look at the advantage in your forward pack, can you sense some sort of resolve there, mate, that it's up to them, a resolve that, you know, we've got to be brutal, we've got to go forward, you know, we've got to get on the top of them, we've got to crush them? Are you getting that sort of vibe?
Yeah. Like, to be honest, as I've said 100 times, just got to, everyone in the team's got to play their role. And, you know, I mean, I suppose to talk about the New South Wales side throughout this preparation and picking this team is that we don't score enough points. Now we sort of pick some players that can score some points, and everyone wants us to just bash them through the middle. So,
but that'll happen on the back of, you know, the first thing, won't it?
Yeah, the go forward, exactly. And that's what we're going to look. That's how we'll be games won. And we've spoken about that, and we've got a big job in the middle there. You know, they've got a very experienced pack who, you know, mainly the Australian side. And, you know, but in saying that, we've got everyone in our fullback is in really good form and playing really good, and we've all been here before, so we know what to do. And, look, that's where we think it can be won. And, you know, we've got a big job ahead of us tonight night, but very confident we can do it.
Yeah, Gal, out of the newer guys in the squad, anyone in particular impressed more than the others?
Oh, they've all impressed me. And Reynolds' kicking game is, you know, I think when he's got a kicking game on, he's probably got the best kicking game in the comp, to be honest. Josh Mitchell, he's a special kind of guy. He's a funny fella, and, you know, he's been great. But Matty Moylan, his ability to catch the pass at the back in a pressure situation and just pick the right option, you know, 99% of the time, it just, I think it's outstanding. And if we can give him some opportunity at the back on them edges, I think you'll see our wingers getting a couple of tries, because he just picks the right man every time, and, you know, he's such a good player. Tough too. You know, he's not the biggest player, but he's tough. He's not afraid to put his body on the line.
Mate, who, say with Adam, you know, obviously his kicking game, he won't get the sort of time, you know, to sort of be lackadaisical about it. Can anyone tell the debutants what to expect?
We've spoken to them. I've spoken to them alone a number of times. And at the end of the day, you know, it's still a game of footy. And that's what I said to them. They've been playing footy since they've been, you know, possibly 6 years old. And they're here because of what they do at club level. So there's not any need to go and reinvent the wheel and try to change things. Just do what they do at club level. Play a simple game, and they'll get through it. I think the most important thing for debutants is don't just be happy that you're in the New South Wales side. You can't just be happy to be here and pull on a blue jumper, because you get out on the field and you're just a passenger. You don't do it. And I think there's been plenty of blokes make that mistake in the past, and we've drummed that into them during the week, and I'm pretty confident none of them are in that boat, and they all want to come out here and make a difference, you know, on the field. And, you know, I think they would have won an eye. Yeah, Reynolds has got a lot of help around him. He's got Robbie Farrar, who's a left-foot kicker, who's very experienced, and Jimmy Maloney, who's very experienced as well, and been at this level too, and he can kick too. So it's not all going to be on his shoulders, but I'm sure when he does it, he'll be fine.
Yeah, and Gal, boring talking about the weather, but there might be a bit of rain around tomorrow night, which probably simplifies the game.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And you know, we've got game plans for both. We could sort of play expansive, and we've got a, you know, simple game plan where we can go in the middle too. So I'm sure Queensland will as well. And,
yeah.
You know, I think, look, all forecasts are just going to rain, and people predict that will advantage us. But, you know, when it comes to rain and wet weather footy, you've got to control the ball and not make errors. And, you know, if we can do that, you know, I think with the size of our pack, we can go forward pretty well and hopefully give our backs some opportunity to score some points.
What would your final words be, mate, and the team just in the dressing rooms before you run out?
Look, I don't know. I don't come up with something like a speech up there. I just sort of say what's on my mind at the time. But I think just the biggest thing is just make yourself proud, make your family proud. Don't let yourself or your teammates down. That's the biggest thing when you get to this level. Everyone bonds so quickly in the 7 to 10 days, and you don't want to let anyone down. And I suppose that'll be the main message. Do everything you can to win.
Mm. Gal, you're a great leader. I'm sure you'll do all the right things as that leader. We wish you well, mate. Go and get them.
Thanks, boys. See you later.
Good on you, mate. So, Paul Gallant. He's got a lead from the front, and he will. He's got the experience. It's getting very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's close now. Yeah, like it's only one more sleep. So, yeah, it's been a big, big build-up, even bigger, obviously, for the players, and they're just champing at the bit to get out there. Tab.com.au. Some confidence in the money as far as that's concerned for New South Wales. They're actually into $1.85, $2 Queensland.